Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Day 4. Power that the devil had on them. Once God transferred it to him, Satan focused on him. As he focused on him, this once, where is Benya? Alright. Kneel down again. Sorry, brothers. The devil had power over them because of sin. He gave this brother migraine headache because of sin. It's sin that brings sickness. It's not germs. Germs and bacteria were a product of the fallen man. It was not on the earth before. The one that causes sickness. Somebody was born, he was not born properly. They have high blood pressure in their family line. It's the sin that caused it. So, all the life of sin, sickness, bondage, they die young in that family. In sin of Adam. For that. So when Jesus went to the cross, everything that causes the devil to have power over these people, sin brought sickness, marriage problem, divorce, everything, they put it on Jesus. So, in our story that way, what I'm using to rule all of you is now on him. And he faced him. When he faced him, he forgot them. If they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of Glory. Because he thought that by death, once, if you know when Moses died, Satan wanted his body. He wants to use that body. That's what he wants to do with Jesus. He thought by dying, he can have access. If devil entered the Garden of Eden, using the body of the serpent, do you think he will not be using the body of Jesus too? What do you think he need the body of Moses for? He wanted to be used in it. To appear. Okay, why is this chosen for the body of Moses? Body is important to them, this body. So he thought that if I catch him, who has power of death? So since I'm the one in charge of death and I can kill this body, I have access to the one of Moses. This one, because they have put iniquity of them all. And that's where my power is. Not knowing that by that death is his own destruction. So stand up. These ones are reconciled. So listen. Everything Satan used to oppress them, ancestral spirits, family causes, the strength of all of that, where is it now? Talk to me. Where is it now? I said, where is it now? If you don't believe it, you will not experience it. Holy Spirit, you must believe it. It is believing, that's where the power is. And yes, I choose to believe that everything that makes up oppression for me, I heard of the testimony of a woman who was dying of cancer. Does cancer have cure? as they've given that woman days to die. Do you know the last thing on that woman's mouth? He said, but Jesus died on the cross. But Jesus died on the cross. She could not, the cancer was there, but see, the receipt that everything Satan has over me, they put it on Christ. How many of you know the Bible says it was manifested to take away our sins? He took it and embraced. Open to Colossians, stay here. Colossians chapter 2. I want you to see, I want to enter into righteousness and the crucified life. I pray I do it very briefly. Are you in Colossians chapter 2? Now, could you read with me? Oh Lord Jesus. Oh, I'm opening the wrong place. Forgive me, please. All right. I'm there now. Could you look at verse 15? Verse 14 and 15. Colossians 2, 14. King James, read first. Then brother Thomas, you read me the translations. Yes? He blot out the misery. As I read it, be focusing on the man on the cross. Blotting out the handwriting that was what?
That was against us.
Which
was contrary to us.
It looks high. Give me another translation to save my time. NLT. Let me give him mic. Where's the mic? So, no worries.
In this way, God sent the evil rulers.
Are you in verse 14?
He cancelled the record
that contained what? This boy, murderer. This boy, thief. This one, fornicator. This one, his bloodline. They used to die at 50. There's a sickness I put on this one because of the sin of their forefathers. All the charges against them, he did what? I choose to believe it. You may not believe on me. That's what set me free. I choose to believe it. He canceled. Next.
He canceled the record that contained the charges against
us. And you know who used to roll that record? The devil. See your record. I have a record of your past. So don't tell me. He sends this as a gift to your heart. So anytime you want to praise God or something is good, he will just send it here. I have your record. He sends it as a thought. I have your record. And the reason he says, I have your record is because you two don't know that that record is presenting a fake. It's a fake one. You can't deny the cross, devil. Stop playing games. I know that game you did in the Garden of Eden. Yes?
He took it and destroyed it.
Eh?
He took it.
Step one, he canceled. You know if you cancel, someone can say, well, you can speak to him. He took it and what? He tore it. No. To destroy means there's no recovery again. If you turn it, you can go and use gum to jump it. You'll gum it to them. He destroyed it yet.
He destroyed it. By nailing it to the cross.
How did he destroy it? Sorry, brother, just stretch your hand a little like you're on the cross. You know, Jesus Christ did not die like this. It's symbolical. Like this means there's open room for all of you, no matter how worse you are, come. By nailing it
to
Christ's cross. Yes?
15. In this way.
Which way? Thank you, my dear. Which way? May the Lord open your eyes to see it. in this way, yes,
God disarmed the evil rulers and authorities. He shamed them.
No, Jerry, you have body. Come. But Jerry is not devil. I just want to use him. You understand? Brother, come. It's not a demon. Joseph, come. Let's say this is the devil and they are demons. God will open your eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. These are the people that nailed him. But as they nailed him, they said, we are finished. So they were expecting that. What are they waiting for? When we give all the cost. So they were waiting for. So Satan was watching it. Waiting, he must give. Because by the time we give up the ghost, then we take over. So they were all watching and waiting. These ones have been reconciled. God too was waiting. Everybody is waiting for that final moment. Heaven was waiting. Host of hell was waiting. The Father was waiting. He was the focus. They provoked him. You know, it's a serious idiot. He said, Father, because though if you manifest anger there, you have joined your own sin to it. And you are supposed to carry their sin. No, don't manifest your own. You know why anger is possible there? Oh, you know, just as an ordinary man there. He can be angry. Father! Forgive them. The devil say, Read on, sir.
He shamed them.
Verse 15 again.
In this way.
This way.
God is armed with evil.
Now. I don't know. Let's say these are their weapons. Just hold something. So, when he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. And then when the final time came, he made that remarkable statement. It is finished. The Bible says he bowed his head, gave up the ghost. Suddenly, when he gave up Mambradishes, the ghosts, then suddenly the eyes of the devil opened that this is Adam. My God. You didn't get it. All the while, he thought he was dealing with another man. It's in the Bible. Oh yeah, open your Bible. You will see it. First Corinthians 15:45.
And so it is.
Wait! Everybody should be there. First Corinthians 15 what? 45. Read. Wait. Are you all there? Don't believe you are not there.
You don't know where First Corinthians is. Are you a disciple? Help her open First Corinthians.
Is she a disciple, Romati?
She was invited. She wants to, anyway now. Who is nodding?
Read.
And so it is written.
So it is written.
The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last man was made a creeping spirit.
No, you mean something.
The last man, Adam, was made a creeping spirit.
The first man,
Adam.
The last man, who is the last man? Who is the last man? Who is the last man?
Jesus.
You are confused or you will. Don't let me do a teaching on that because all the Bible shows it. The first man, Adam, was made a what? When he breathed into his being, he became a living soul. But the last man, Adam, was made what? So, pre-apartheid. Suddenly, when he gave up the ghost, Satan's eyes opened that. It is Adam.
Oh Lord, it's a mystery.
So, the man I kept in bondage, I have judged him myself. The man I'm ruling over, I've died.
Oh Lord, you're not sure, you're not.
Lord Jesus, open our eyes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The man I'm ruling over, no, he's supposed to be Jesus. He's Jesus. No, he's not Jesus. He's Adam. By himself, he nailed what he has power over. And it was the Father that in his wisdom, he made him do it. Priests, listen. Immediately Adam died, that means the race of the dominion of the devil over the first man ended on the cross. So, see that scripture. God now went and said, submit your weapons of rulership. This time, no argument. Because the man you are ruling over is what? What did he do? He said, he disarmed principalities and power. They are Kayata Gandhi. And what? Eh? No, wait. He was. God now said, you, head of all principalities, come here. Come. Second vice president of demons, come. He looks funny. You principalities and those of darkness, come. Their former subjects. God now said, the people ruling you before, move down. Every knee shall bow. He now said, raise up your hand. That's public shame. He disarmed, number one.
He disarmed them.
Yes.
He shamed them
not privately. He now told all the offspring of former Adam that your former father is dead. This is your new Lord. Continue.
He shamed them publicly by victory over them on the cross.
By his victory over them. So Jesus could now say, death, where is your power? Grave, where is your sin? Watch this. Man, let's say, sir. Jesus now said, now, case one, I have finished my job for all of you. Case two, he now came down from the cross, went to the grave to go and meet all the former souls. Who died under the rulership of this prince. He now went and showed them that the proof that I conquered, I won't go far into that one, is here. You cannot remain in bondage again. That's what the Bible says. Saints rose up and showed themselves to people's answers that that is the Messiah. He came to where we were. Since we died, you don't know his bondage. Samuel was called up by a sorcerer. That's bondage. You are not with me. Eh? Saul wanted to hear from Samuel. By what means did they call Samuel up? Evil spirit. That means Samuel went to the place where Satan asked control to summon him. Come. Go and answer Saul. Is Samuel supposed to obey the devil? Should you call a man like Samuel by an evil spirit? Under that realm, you can use evil spirit to cause things. Oh God. Why? The one who is in charge of that realm. Stand up, brother. So, when when Jesus now finished that work in the grave, on the third day, he rose. The former man, Adam, died. The new man rose. When he rose, please a little bit back. He now said, all of you that I set free, this is your Lord. What's not Lord? One who saved and rescued you. One who is your owner. He now said this. Since, listen, when he died, he was the only begotten son. When he rose, he became firstborn. Now, this is the beautiful part. Every old man in all of us, he puts in him, he died with him. But the beautiful thing also is, when he rose, we rose with him. Now, since he's the pattern, who do we follow? Eh? Now, let's examine the one who rules the pattern of his life. Anybody that does not follow this pattern is going straight to hellfire. Thank you, brother. Sit down. Now, everybody listen to this part. One mystery that happened is when he rose from the dead, I thought the nail prints should clear off. You remember the book of Revelation said, I saw a lamb that was slain. Draprambi Sasaya. Who can tell me what Jesus uses to cleanse the church? Blood and what? Blood and what? Blood and what? That's what the scripture said. Think in Ephesians. Water stands for the word. Blood stands for his life. Because there's life in the blood. Are you with me? Oh Lord, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now look at this. Stretch your hand now. Listen, everyone. Look here. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. Who is Eve to Adam? Talk to me. Talk to me. Everyone say bride.
Bride.
Say it again.
Bride.
Say it again.
Bride.
Loud and clear.
Bride.
Where was the bride from? Where was he brought out from? Side. Jesus cleansed the church by water and blood. Where did his spirit go through? That's how the church was produced. The bride of Christ. As Adam, Eve was brought from his side. It was symbolic. The church will not be born except there's a piercing from that same side. That's Adam.
Now, since he died and rose, death has no more power over him again. He now went and represented us before God. Now, everything God wants to understand about you, who is going to tell God now?
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Barnabas. How many of you know that? What did he now go there to do? Advocate. What's advocate? Somebody that speaks on your behalf. So as we are now, somebody is talking concerning you and me in heaven. So when they are doing discussions in heaven, our representative is there. Oh, you thought they stopped meeting in heaven? No, they may not tell us. Bible stop where it stopped. Doesn't mean heaven has stopped its activity. Oh Lord. Oh, you thought heaven stopped in heaven that they are just looking. No. There are different things, decisions concerning nations and all kinds of stuff going on. So anytime they are raising an issue, who is interceding and speaking on my behalf? And what proof does he have that you conquered on my behalf? The cross. Did you get to that point? Let's go now to the practicality of the crucified life. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother Matthew. Okay, somebody help me now. Where is my sin? Where's my sin? Eh? On Christ. And he has what? I choose to believe. I choose. The scripture we read, 2 Corinthians 5:21, he was made sin that we might become the what? The what? Open it. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin.
That we might be made the righteousness of God.
The righteousness of God. Now listen. Oh, the lady is tired. Lady is tired. He made him to be sin that we might become. Did he know sin? Talk to me. Did he know sin? Loud and clear.
No, sir.
Did he know sin?
No, sir.
Did they make him sin?
Yes, sir.
Did they make him sin?
Yes, sir.
Did they make him sin?
Yes, sir.
Did you know sin?
No, sir.
Did you also know righteousness?
No.
No. Did they make you righteousness?
Yes.
Yes. I think you know sin. They made him sin. I also don't know what righteousness means, but they made me sin. If you don't believe it, you can't become it. I choose to believe it. I am the righteousness of God. 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 I am. Now you see, look at that. It's not that I'm the righteousness. I am the righteousness. That's too high. Who is actually the righteousness of God? Jesus. Not I am a righteous person. Read 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him to be sin. Who knew no sin? That we might
become the righteousness of God.
That we might become righteous person.
Righteousness of
God. Are we righteous persons? Is he a sinful person? No. Is Christ a sinful person? No. They make him sin. Are we righteous people? No. But they made us righteousness. Don't disbelieve. He said, but uncle, what all about the struggle in my life? Focus on the serpent on the pole. Not on this one. Your problem is that you like to describe what is wrong with you, but stay with what you have done. That's how I got delivered. Crucified life. I'm entering crucified life now. I first agreed. See, it was not easy. It's not easy to be looking at your life, you see fault. It's not easy. You know, and it's not easy to the flesh, but it's easy to faith. The eyes of faith is easy to you. Satan says, but don't distract me. I am the righteousness of God. Sometimes you'll be saying it with tears, but stay there. I am. You know, I remember a lady like that. She was heavily into masturbation. That girl cried her heart. Her eyes almost bulged out. We showed her the cross. And then I saw all the seriousness of her heart to be free from sin. Then one day the enemy saw her maneuver in the way and she still fell. She came and cried. She was expecting me to say, ah, I said no. Put your eyes back where you were pushing before. Uncle, what if Adam was, excuse me. It is finished. And that's the foolishness you need for victory. But that, don't call me. It is finished. I am the righteousness of God. When you say like that, do you have any righteous proof around your life? Eh? No, you don't have any righteous proof around your life. You don't have any righteous proof. Your proof is the cross. It's not yourself. Hey, you fail! Don't give it. Let's see why. Let's see why. Listen, your proof is the cross. Not yourself. Sit down. Not yourself. Follow me. We are going to the life of it. But the righteousness is the clothing. Do you know to sell Joseph to slavery, you must off his coat of many colors? You can't put him to slavery with his coat of many colors. You have to sell him to Egypt by offering the garment of glory. As long as I claim that note, no devil can sell me to slavery. I am a righteousness of God. I am. Listen, listen, my dear friend. Eh? Ruth, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will see this thing. I pray that you will see this thing. I am the righteousness of God. I am. My son. And I am the righteousness of God. Pray with it. Pray with it. I am the righteousness of God. I am the righteousness of God. He was made sin. Hey! I love the way this guy is saying that I might become. Oh, look at you. Look up. Amen. Son of God. He delivered my life. This is what we save Niger State. Brother, I'm from. When you say that he's ministering to us intentionally, are you listening? You should stop. When you say that Jesus said he was made sin, that he might become the righteousness of God. If you say, hey, you are not the righteousness of God, look at how you are. It's not this man you deny. You deny the cross. You deny the blood. You call God a liar. The Lord said to me, are you calling me a liar? I said, I'm just looking at the way my life is. Excuse me. You called me a liar that what I did on the cross is very effective. He became a thing of fear. I said, no, look at the witness. Your witness? Your witness of what I did? Are you? God can, don't touch the cross. Don't call him a liar. I am. See, listen. Let it enter your spirit. Let it enter your mind. Let it enter your soul. This confidence that generates it. I am the righteousness of God. I am. I pray you are not repeating empty words after me. Don't repeat empty words after me. I am the righteousness of God. No, I'm not a righteous person. That's not the first revelation. That's not the first. So we soon go to righteousness as a lifestyle, but the first thing, the cross. We are dealing with cross. I am. When this enter into you, tears can come. Yes, when you are praying, I am. He said, you cannot, I can't have my coat of many colors and you put me inside the priest. You first must off it to send me back into the priest and send me to slavery. That's, you know, Joseph, he off the clothes, he put him in the priest, he sent me to slavery. God, in a way, gave him back that cloth of glory. All his brothers came and up. All the demons and spirits, they will come down and do what now? Excuse me, you know it's for Jesus they bow. But because Christ is now in you, who will they bow to now? You. Because great things is. Why will demons do like this to you? It's not actually you. He is the person inside you. It's not greater, you see, greater I am than the devil. You are not greater than the devil. It's greater is he that is in me than he. It's about the person in me and him in the world. It has nothing to do with me. It's about who is in me and the person in the world. They are the two that have business. I'm just to carry him. God bless you, my dear. As he's telling you that, but your life does not show. Don't take my eyes away from the cross. Don't take my eyes away from the cross. He was made sin that I might become. I won't call God a liar. I am. The Lord is missing. Pray with it. I am. I am. That's the first revelation. This is what leads to the crucified life. I am. I am. Young man, pray. Where is Joseph? Okay. I am. I am. I am the righteousness of God. Say it like this. I am the righteousness of God. Because of the cross. Because of what Jesus did. I became the righteousness of God. Amen. So if God says something like this, where is my righteousness? Who answers? This thing I'm explaining to you, it did not come to me like this. It came with to me with tears, with joy, with shout. You don't understand. They gave me a cloth and it sized me. It's big in Christ, so this thing is big, but I was shocked that when they gave me the size, it was my size. Satan now did like this. Take him now and put him in the stable. Ah. Can I kill the Son of God? Can I kill the Son of God? Now that they put the cloth of the Son of God also on this one. Can I do anything to the Son of God? He was the only begotten Son. Now, firstborn, it means I'm now a son. You are now a son. You are now a son. Can you do anything to the Son of God? I am. The righteousness. When you talk like that, you are talking about the power of the cross. You don't talk like that and like sin. No. This thing I'm saying, you can't like sin. It makes you hate iniquity the more. That's what I observe. The cross makes you hate iniquity. I found out I hated sin like Aya. I am. Let me ask you. Look up. How many of you have white in your house? White clothes that you wear? The day you wear this type, are you careful about where you sit? How do you sit? If it's there to just manage, the day you wear white, How do you sit? In fact, when you clean, you reclean. Why? 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 You don't want it to stain. What? What is the white? You are conscious of the clothes you are wearing. That's why your behavior has changed. Oh. 2 more minutes. Are you following me? After 2 minutes, you stop. Stop by yourself. After two, just count. When you wear any other clothes, are you conscious of where you sit? But do you know if rain is falling, what's your first edict? Yeah.
My clothes. Everything you say is my clothes. My clothes.
If you want to sit down, do you know the clothes is what makes you sensitive for deathness? You are not with me. You are not with me. Is the clothes that makes you, is this place dirty? Is the clothes. So what are you practicing like that? Holy life. Because of the clothes.
Oh Lord.
Because of what you are wearing,
your behavior has changed.
Do you know, no matter how wonderful babies are you willing to carry them if they have to put on their body? You like them, but you say, wait, wait, yeah, go and clean your mom.
Why? Because of what I'm wearing.
What makes you to live the life above sin? It's not just a struggle. It's a consciousness that I am the righteousness of God. If it's not a revelation, you see, go back. But when you know, it's on me.
Yes, let it be an experience, Lord.
I am the righteousness. We don't sit anywhere. We don't go anywhere. Nobody, oh God. Something happens in local journey. As we share this truth with brethren, I showed them a scripture. Do you know what some two sisters came to me and said? They were confessing their sins like, and they were not ashamed. The things they said were shocking. And a sister said, so, sir, what should we go and do? The phone that my boyfriend bought for me, should I go and burn it? When this revelation comes, we will burn properties. It's in the Bible. The Bible says all of them that had all their properties, they came and burnt it. Any property in your room now, Austin, that you got through when that one boyfriend or one nonsense, this thing will make you burn. You will set it on fire. That guy said, should I set the phone on fire also? He does not mind, it is your iPhone. It's not, we are not preaching what is not an experience. The girl called me 15 minutes to we come in here. I said, ah, you are, he said, yes sir. See, encounter is real. It's not, you can't fake it. I am the righteousness of God. I wish somebody would praise that. Lord, let this revelation become like wine to me. That is intoxicating me. Start with this. If I close here, it's okay. My dear, the grace of God is upon your life. But this thing is, it's the clothes that makes you, you cannot just have plenty friends. It's the clothing. Those of you that are engaged here, your fiancé will not say, come and see me by 8. The clothes you wore, you won't go. It's called consciousness. How will Lapai be affected, Abraham? Mokwa, how do they know? Somebody needs to walk about with the consciousness. I am. We've not seen it fully, but things are breaking forth already. Everywhere mercy has taken me to, the fire has spread in different places. I don't want to speak beyond that. And I hear Baba said, I need a light that is light. That's how I spread the light against all darkness. Can people in this place provide me their life? I am. It must be a consciousness. Jerry, it's not, this thing must If you know it before, know it again. I am. This is how you enter foot in that. It must. This is what makes us not to cheat in exam. I am. You can't. Righteousness of God does not cheat. And I didn't get there by works, is that I am. Oh Lord, please let me be a light. Please. Please. I am. I am. 3 minutes, everybody pray. Abraham, pray. Abraham, pray. Tell God to open your eyes. Just pray. I am. Wait. It's like that. I am. It's I abide. I am. Stop looking at your life. Don't look first at the witness. Just say what the cross gave you first. I am. I am. Stop looking at your past. I am. It's not about your past. Every record of your past, they cancel and they destroy. Stop thinking about your past. Hey, with my past, can I ever be what God said I will be? Excuse me. I am. I am. That's the first aspect. Huh?
Open my eyes, see you, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes to see you, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. Please open my eyes. Open my eyes to see you, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. Please open my eyes, open my eyes to see Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. Please open my eyes, open my eyes to see Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes to see Lord. Open my eyes, dear Lord. Open my eyes to know your truth. Open my eyes, Lord. Please open my eyes. Open my eyes to see, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord.
I am. I am. In Jesus' name we pray. You can go. Is it clear? Is it clear?
Yes, sir.
Is it clear?
Yes, sir.
Why do we behave the way we behave now? Because what? Now, if you don't behave the way you ought to behave, who do you call a liar? So, which is it? When I go to all the sister in the secret, who am I calling a liar? So, it's not about the sin I sin now. I'm denying the truth that devil is supposed to see constantly. That is true. That's one of the boys they rescued. That is true. You remember that boy when put him in bondage? They rescued. You can see his clothes now. Can't touch that boy. See that again. You remember we used to use our body that time, but we can't use it now. They set that free also. I am the one that makes the devil remember his defeats. Why should I deny God of that testimony? God must be proud of me. Look at what happened one day. Can I go on? Oh, can I go on? Sister, sorry, can I go on? Look at what happened one day. A brother called me and said, "Brother, please prepare for us. We are coming to your house, myself and my fiancée. God told me to come to you." And himself is a preacher. I'm staying in Ilimpe. If you know the place, you know, trust it. The person was coming from Niger State. How many hours? How can God tell you, brother, if there's nothing to boast of in your life? See, listen, what I'm talking now is not personal boasting. I want to teach you something. Are you with me? These things I'm saying now, before the Lord are testimonies of your praise. Yes, sir. And then they came, him and his wife, him and his fiancée. We started all their discussions, and I sat with my wife, and we brought out Jesus. By the time they finish, the burden they brought is they are married now with a wonderful family. But God wanted to solve their problem. He needed a light that is light. Another time, a GO of a ministry, not big ministry, but it's a general overseer of that ministry. He closed down his church because God said he should come and meet me. I'm saying it, we are dealing with something that is the life that is crucified. That's what we are entering into, the practicality of it. Are you with me? That brother closed down his ministry and stayed with me. Why was God able to talk to him like that? He needs a life that is light. Let me stop on those two examples. I could raise many others. Can God boast about your life? He starts from I am. Because it is that close that affects the way you talk. Oh Lord. Are you with me? No. It's one of the boys that they rescued from the cross. That's why his language is different. So, how do you overcome sin, brother? Brother, are you with me? How do you overcome sin? From the understanding that I am. It's not by, I want to fast. Mm-mm. It's just a consciousness of this is who I am. And there's a way we behave in these states. I can stand before the Lord God of glory. This is my phone. I have not browsed anything that is wrong, whether in the street or open. Why? I am. Righteousness of God does not browse. We don't browse. We go to where we want to go. We don't browse. Excuse me. How many of you found out Jesus Christ was just outside walking about in your Bible? Huh? Every time he's going out, he knows where he's going. He said that you hear, and he was going to Samaria. He was going to Capernaum. He always had destination. He doesn't browse, just walking about. That's what you do on phone. You know, some of you don't really know where you are going on phone. You just pick it and start what? You're just clicking, any clicking. That's how you meet nonsense. Some of you enter YouTube without knowing where you are going. So when you're on YouTube like this, with no knowing where you're going, what would they suggest to you? They will suggest things that you don't plan to visit. I don't doubt. I am the righteousness. So when I enter YouTube, I know what I'm looking for. So I quickly go to this space, type. Bam, bam, bam. Once you bring it, download of data. There's no, who roamed about like that in the Bible? Dinah. Okay, no, she does not know where she's going. And the Bible says, Satan, your enemy, is also what? So it's a Roman that meets a Roman. Does Satan know where he's going? Talk now! Who is he also looking for? Somebody that does also not know where he's going. So when you jam yourself, it's you. Both of us don't know where we are. And he's waiting for you on the internet. Yes. Wait. I will sit down and check status. Of why? I'm moving small, small. If you like, follow it. If you like, don't follow it. It's the principle of your life. We do things on purpose, not by accident. It's the life. I'm good. I'm on the outside. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Status. When I check status, I'm looking for the comment of disciples. You know, some of the disciples, they are started posting rubbish on their status. When I catch myself one or two times, I say, no. What am I doing here? I'm off. Maybe one or two times. I didn't even know status exists. Sincerely, it's people that made me know. I deleted my Facebook account, Facebook app. Why? Somebody tagged me nonsense on it. I said, me, God forbid. I am a righteousness. I like the way you are looking, young lady. Because that's the way I was doing. That's the way you do. I am the righteousness of God. This thing should not be in my cupboard. A Muslim called me around 1 a.m. in the night. Hello? I want you to explain to me the reason for your joy. This young lady has her own personal Islamic cleric, teacher. Well trained in Islamic laws, in Islamic way. Calling me a Christian in the night. I always look at you and I see a joy. Explain. What will I explain? I am. I spoke about Jesus. As I speak, she's in the Christian faith. By what? She said she used to look at my face. And at that time, I was one of the people that owed money too much. I was a debtor. But I didn't allow the worry of debt to enter my spirit. I am. Concerning that debt, I need to learn the ways not to be in debt again. But it does not cancel that I was. I am. In the presence of the Lord, why should you be moody? Some of you, your mood swing. Change. I am. Then, see it. I am. You are not saying, I am the righteousness of God. Let's close that one. I pray you go and think on what I said. I can go on with examples, but I don't want to bother you. Now, what defeats the devil, everybody? Yes, but what? Say it out. Say it out. Out. Louder. Let the devil hear that you are bad. What defeated the devil? What defeated the devil? What defeated the devil? Now, in order for, when Jesus gave the bread and wine, what did he say they should do? Do this in remembrance of me. By this, you are showing the Lord's death. Do you confirm that's how the Bible said it? He said, each time you do it, you are establishing my victory over the devil. So don't stop. Case one. Case two. Galatians 2:20. Don't worry. It looks. Did we waste our time today? No, we didn't. And I didn't want to do this, but it's alright.
I like Bible. I am the righteousness of God. I am, because how did I get my righteousness? How did I get my righteousness? By being crucified. They carried me, my old man, and what? So how did I get my righteousness? By being crucified with Christ. So listen, as Christ was dying, how many people died here? Me and him. My life was put in him. Listen, if I put a Bible inside this Bible, and I set this Bible on fire, how many things that I burn? So they put my old man inside Christ. When he died, how many people died? Two. As it were. Are you following me? So, I am crucified with Christ. Yes? Nevertheless, I live. Only those are two people. The first I is the old nature. The second I is the new man that is free now. Are you with me? Oh Lord. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
That's why I don't like to change the night too. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Nevertheless, I what?
I live.
Yet.
I
but.
But Christ lives in me.
Everybody say it loud and clear. Who lives in you?
Christ.
Loud and clear.
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 Christ.
Say it. Give it.
Christ.
I like these sisters. They are still with me.
Christ
lives in me. You don't believe it, you won't become it. I am the righteousness of God. Christ lives in me. I am the righteousness of God. Christ lives in me. I am his light. Go on.
And the light which I now live in the flesh.
The light which I now live where?
In the flesh.
In this body. Yes.
I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Uh-huh.
Who loved me. I give himself for me.
Uh-huh. Is that all? Who lives in me? Who lives in me? Why is it Christ living in me now? Because I have been what? The real me has what? Has died. The new me now is Christ that's living in me. Now, Holy Spirit, the same thing you did to me, you said we should teach it. I am trusting you now to expose it to your children. Who is living in you? Who is living in you? Do you believe it? Who is going to school? Who will preach? This is what we say by code. They want to see, for the earnest expectation, wait for the manifestation of who? Sons. They are waiting. And how will sons manifest? Christ living. Not Christ in you. Christ living. Not just saying, he's living. He's living. My dear, don't speak now. Read it again. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but the life which, yes? Everybody say it again, Christ liveth in me.
Christ
liveth in me. Make it in light to us, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the key to revival. This is the key to revival. Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. This is it. Christ liveth in me. Which Christ? Which Christ? The one who died and rose again. For a dead man cannot live inside you. It is the living man. The one who came out of the grave. But with the mark of what? With the mark of death. Please, I will teach it. Amen?
Amen.
The one who came out of the grave with the mark of what? Grace. With the mark of what? So the person living in you is what? Christ who rose from the grave with the mark of what?
Yes.
What do you carry about?
the Christ that has the mark of death. Why must he still carry about the mark of death? Satan understands one language of dominion. What is the language of dominion? Death. Oh Lord. I like the way you are nodding your head. Play the keyboard. The only way Satan respects you is that mark. Where is the proof that I'm no more your landlord? What will you show him? Death. Speak it. Listen to me. What's your name, my dear? I love the way you've been listening this morning. What's your name? Eh? Rebecca, I want to dominate you now. Because you have seen my state. All your parents, there are things your forefathers did. And made you a slave. So I can punish you with sickness and all that. You say no. There's a proof of dominion. It's called death. And he who died is Christ. He now lives in me. I carry about now the death of Jesus. But alive in me. The death of Jesus. But alive in me. How? Did you follow to that point? Stop. The former man Adam. Satan now says, Rebecca, are you under the former man Adam or the new Adam Christ? Say it out, my dear. Let's check if you are under the former man, because I will check. They now sends this brother to provoke you to anger. He wants to change. What did they take away from him? Power, not presence. The power he has over you has been taken. His presence has not been taken. It's a rapture that will deliver you from his presence. So, Abraham, slap him. Don't slap him. Abraham, slap him. What do you mean? Look, I'm not for that. He said, because they want to see you resemble the one who said, Father, forgive them. Crucified. So when Rebecca now says, Abraham, why did you slap me? Satan says, you cannot dominate her. Satan comes and says, this boy looks like the one that used to masturbate before that we use. Okay, but I see no clothes. But let's check. Then your parents will say, when in the holidays, come and see this new movie that only will judge you. He wants to check if you are a slave of your reproductive organ. Because the crucified Lord, even though a girl is using air to rub his leg, yes, he does. Are you following what I'm saying? I was going one day, Linia, are you with me? Somebody was coming like this, and well-dressed man, came to me and spat on my face in front of the University of Lagos publicly. I don't know him from anywhere. I have never met him before. Well-dressed man. It's not Koisha Wili. Imagine everybody is fasting, everybody is moving. You are the Lord that sits on me, you will never share your glory. You tell him, and I just started this revelation. The man just came to me. The serious people, I did like this. You know what Satan said? Because we are going to dominate you with that sickness on your family line again now. We want to check. We want to dominate you now so that you will not be able to rise in prayer. You will not be useful in this cycle for anything. I will ensure I stop you. They're taking away my power, but I must go about checking. If you are one of them. They now say, Christ, listen. The living Christ with the proof of death. I had my eyes and I kept going. I didn't ask the man, Esther, what did I do for you? I didn't ask him. Because I discovered that the Christ that they spit upon his face, did he shout on the baby? He was still praying for them. So I went. When I got to the tap to wash the spit up, I asked myself, what happened to me? I could not even ask this man. The Lord said, I thought you said you are crucified with me. He's crucified, not that you fainted. Anybody that faints can see what? Wake up. It's not, you didn't pretend, you died. Do you know, as I held my face, two brothers at my back that saw the events, I didn't know them, but later I discovered that they were from my campus, they started shouting, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. No, I just swag their necks. They will spit on your face. It was strange. That's the life Jesus wants us to live. Somebody slapped me 3 times again. He lied. And people in my class, they stood up. Yes. You see something today. If you slap a dead man, does he have hand to slap his own back? I am the righteousness of God. I carry about the proof of death. That life is the crucified life. I see some of you breathing now. I'm still describing the first stage of it. This is the first stage. Jerry, does a dead man have money? Do you know when you accept this life, you don't have money anymore? My money, Satan is saying, he calls it his money. He's not one of them. It's not your money. You don't have money. You are crucified. Imagine one day, somebody gave me a very big envelope, quite sizable. As I took it, I was happy. As I wanted to open it, I said, don't open. I said, it's not open. I said, no. He said, don't open. It's not your money. You are crucified. I need that money. Let me count how much the person gave me. I will give you, but let me say, I don't want you to count it. Christ lives. Christ says, don't count it. Go and drop it. Because if I mistakenly want to live my life, who is waiting to check? I went and dropped it. It's not my name. Don't worry. How many of you will pray now that I want to live the crucified life? Maybe you start praying now. Let me tell you a picture. Holy Spirit will come to your side. As it were, it's in you, but that's okay now. My daughter. Now let's go and live the crucified life. He will hold you by the hand. And I say, I would allow this girl to test you so that devil can see you are a man of victory. The Holy Spirit is involved also. So a small girl that is not up to your age, you abuse you. A student will make you, look at this. I wrote an exam. I read and I did everything. Then the governor says to me that, sorry, I did not submit your registration course. I like the way this girl did it. At the end of the day, that course was given to me as carrier. If you see, what will you do? Aha, people say that change. See. Eh? What is she saying? Crucified life. I said, Tom, governor, you didn't submit my registration form, sir. I'm sorry. Something around that. So that's okay. I will be right. Okay, what should I do? Look, I don't know what you are going to do. My own parents cannot be here wasting money. I won't take that. Nonsense. What? Sit down and say, blessed are the meek. The fish are here again. Somebody says it's hard. It's hard because you've not seen the cross. I rewrote that exam. Let me tell you what happened. Students in my department, they were coming to my hostel, counseling. You will attract people. It's not amen. This life attracts. It has a magnet in it that brings people to the Lord. Let's pick this place and we hope that tomorrow, brother, let's close. It is no longer high than the day. But Christ, I live to you. It is no longer high than the day. But Christ, I live to you. It is no longer high than the day. This, look at it. I could not pay school fees. And the school announced and said, anybody that did not pay school fees, they closed portal and were going home. I was not able to pay. On a norm, what was I supposed to do? You know that shame? Is that not shame? I carried my bag from my house. Everybody told me congratulations. I came to campus, there's no supply. The first time I gained admission to the university, I went with 10 naira. That sister started very well. 10 naira. I went to campus with 10 naira. And I remember I was in a fellowship when the Holy Spirit said, drop that 10 naira. I dropped it. Every student came in this. Are you having it? And there was no father for me to call who would give me school fees. My father, it was clear. I went to school, but I later realized who goes to school. This thing, you know, it delivered me. Oh Lord, will you see a little bit? Are you listening? I want you to minister to us with that. It has a purpose. So I said, Lord, they said they are going to close portal on you. I can't pay school fees. You know it's not me that can't pay. It's you that did not pay. I have trusted you. I've relied on you. You do your work. How does it look? I can't shake. Now, Christ, do you like it that I carry my bag again and go? Who takes the shame? know, before, my price, let the name of the Lord be glory. Also, let the name of the Lord be shamed. If you like it like that. Some of you, you like the, let the Lord be glorified, but you want to take the shame. You feel the shame if he does not do it. If he do it, I say, that the name of the Lord will be glorified. No, no. Be so confident also in the shame. Let him take the shame. Don't worry about the shame. So, but when that you cannot pay, say yes, I trusted the Lord. He didn't supply. Maybe that's how it pleases you say. I have exercised my faith. I believe he will supply. But I've done all of that. If he didn't supply, this thing gives Satan headache. Because Satan is, because it's, Satan uses worry. Worry is a mighty weapon. Worry leads to complaint. You lose your joy. Because the prayer you have been praying about has no answer. Satan will check when your prayers don't have answer. Did Jesus not want a particular desire? Let this cup pass over me. Did he pass? So I just, my friend said, have you not prayed? No. Look at what I did. One time I said, Lord, this thing is closing. it's on the flesh. I just pick my phone and call Mama by name, Dr. Yokola. Hello, sir. Sir, Daddy, help me. I have not paid my school fees. Hey, yeah. When I drop the call, Holy Spirit said, So Oyekola is the one to pay. I thought you said I'm the one living. Have you ever read that I was stranded? That's how I kept it. I repented. I said it is no longer. That song, I learned it from Pisa. I didn't know it before. So everybody was expecting. Suddenly, I went for evangelism. Can you go for evangelism when they are closing the school portal? Christ wants to go and preach. What do? Somebody just called my number. Hello? I have sent 50,000 to your account. You know, I thought it said 15. By the time I checked, it was 50. And then he said, it's not as if I want to check, I want to send it to the Lord. Move him and his wife. They sent. This is that. Before you notice it, money. As a student, one brother called me. Hello, Governor. I said, hello, sir. Go and cost everything you need for your project. If it's 1 million naira, I will send it. As a student. He provided for himself. Listen, money was not coming in. My school fees was complete. Then somebody still called me. Hello? I want to send you. You know what I said? I said, yes, sir. The Lord said, your money is complete. That lady laughed. It is no longer. You know, you will take the extra. Because you want to buy pen. No. I said, Lord, there are many needs, so that's fulfilled. I still have food and all that, so. But what did the person want to send money for? I said, no, when they send and 50 again, say they send 50, I'll use it to send those on. After we set the school fees, you will still now trust me for that one. Give us this day. Is it monthly then? Tomorrow is then. Crucify them. So, hello, sir. Yes, sir. Please don't bother to send it again. The school fees has been complete. So, guess what? After I finish paying school fees, what about this one? Christ. Aaron's desire. Let me stop. I have been walking like this. That's what. The day I had a terrible chest pain, health problem, fear began to grip me. But I remember, it is no longer. I carry my sickness. I gave you. Jesus, I give. All I said. If you feel like kneeling down, kneel down. This night is a night of consecration and surrender. If Tycho must carry this fire, there are people who must enter Fortuna. They can't cheat. Because it's Christ. Look up. Ruth, you remember what I was sharing with you today? Listen. I shared with you here that I was told to come and collect 1 million naira tomorrow. You remember? Eh? The person that God used to want to give us that 1 million naira tomorrow gave us a bike of close to 700,000 to 800,000 naira. Is that not so bad, Ketami? A very strong powered bike. If God used that to give us a bike of close to 800,000 naira, and God used that again to arrange another gift of 1 million. Somebody that gave you a bike of 800,000, will you doubt? The woman called and said, please, do everything to be in Lagos. What do you think I'm supposed to do? Cancel this meeting. And go and collect what? Who wants to go and collect 1 million? Who normally should go and collect 1 million? So who should you ask? Do you want 1 million? This life, if you know the kind of power that this thing generates, young people will flow and mark it. I can't describe things for you. This thing has affected people in the U.S. This thing I'm teaching. People are reaching out from the U.S., from France, different people, they say, we are listening to what you are saying. One woman from Zaria, a sister told me, if that woman knew that you are around, she'll be running here right now. This life has power. You've not seen where old mama will kneel down for you like this. Mama, that can bat you. It is no... Who are they kneeling down for? You are looking for popularity. Don't look for it. Let Christ. Guess what? I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. My wife now called me and said, sweetheart, can you get what? The people say you should not bother to come again. That they have changed their mind. So, Joseph. Where is Joseph? So, if as I came on Wednesday, that they told me, on Thursday, I just said, Bro Matthew, I'm so sorry. It has to do with missions. Abraham, Matthew, please. Matthew, I'm so sorry, Let's try and find another speaker. We must not lose that one. So, heaven will be looking at me on inside the vehicle like this. Huh? So guess what? I will have entered Lagos. May I get there, go safely? Because that journey is whose journey? Your journey. I don't want to travel or you travel me. that Satan can cause accidents and he will succeed. Because nobody will defend it. Don't let me hear say, hey, that child of God, that's accident. Let's ask, whose journey was his journey? There are many things we don't know. Don't put every blame on God. Oh, that's the science touch right now. Oh, I see it. My home will catch fire. But this is the secret. See all these brothers? But Matthew, all these disciples called them. See, I'm not ready for any nonsense. This life, I will be asking you. Go and check disciples. I ask them, tell me if you are living this life. You know, oh, I don't want to, it's not blowing trumpets. Oh God. Let's pray. Let's pray. I will have told you my encounter with witches. Ah. Some people think that open your eyes. They think it's a big thing to say, but you're not, you know, I confronted witches, you know, that kind of thing. They crucify life. Witches are afraid of it. I've had 3 encounters with witches. 3 different witches. I think 4 of them, but I'm not sure of the 4th. And it's not fire. Fire! For the cross is the power of God. I don't want to bother you. It is no longer. Do you know my prayer tonight? When I'm going away from Michael, my prayer is still one. Lord, even me. I must live this life every day. Christ with the proof of death. Everybody find a position to pray. Let's share the grace. You will play for us for a while and then you stop and pray. Yeah. Jesus is the light. Tonight is a night of consecration and reflection. We have prayed. Young lady, I see God's power through that word affecting your heart. Who will give God his worry today? Come and submit your worry. Some of you, you know how eyes. You know how to, you don't know that, I don't know worry. Stand up if you want to stand. Those people, stand. If you are feeling sleepy, stand up. If you are feeling sleepy, stand up. Let's give 5 minutes. Exactly. Sorry for the time. I don't know how to rush it. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, the life which I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who gave himself for me. It is no longer I, but he If we forget, that's the wala.
Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light. So high. It is your that I am the Christ.
In that light. He said that you are on your knees. He said that you are prostrating. Do one of your, you are deciding today to live the crucified life. You can't wear skirts that you like. It's now Christ choosing your skirt. You are requesting Lord. Oh God.
Fire, fire, fire.